When Palmer's acting city manager Brad Hansen pitched the idea of consolidating emergency dispatchers with the state, he said it would save the city money. And he added,
"Our level of service and how calls get taken at the city of Palmer will not change from what they currently are."
That's important because a breakdown in emergency communications can be literally a matter of life and death. The state's consolidation plan, announced the day after the city approved the deal, would shutter regional and contract dispatchers in Ketchikan and on the Kenai Peninsula. That would leave two regional centers, one in Fairbanks in the north, and a new dispatch center in the Alaska State Troopers Post in Palmer, handling all of South Central and Southeast. But public safety veterans say that's a risky move.
There is some things that make me kind of skeptical about just a one spot, one for everything.
Walt Monaghan was Commissioner of Public Safety under Governors Bill Walker and Sarah Palin.
Just because of it, you know, you put all your eggs in one basket, or you're operating a one- or two-legged stool instead of a good solid three-one.
Under Governor Walker, Monaghan helped design a proposed consolidation of the Kenai Peninsula dispatch centers under a new purpose-built communication center in Anchorage. But that plan would have kept Ketchikan dispatchers in place to cover Southeast. One reason, he says, is because Alaska has diverse geography.
I mean, if I were a brand new dispatcher up in Anchorage, for example, and not understanding how things in Southeast work, if they say, well, we have a problem in Petersburg and it's called into Ketchikan, well, if it was here in Anchorage, you say, why don't we just have Ketchikan drive over to Petersburg?
Flash forward to 2020. The Dunleavy administration continued to push for a consolidated communications center in Anchorage, but the legislature threatened to defund the project. Then it approved funding, but wrote in the budget that consolidation in Anchorage not proceed without lawmakers' approval.
It was just put a hold on the project, was their intent language. It was clear.
Representative Dan Ortez is a Ketchikan independent who sits on the Finance Committee, where a lot of these discussions took place.
And so evidently, DPS said, okay, well, we won't move it to Anchorage. We'll move it to Palmer.
The agency announced the Palmer plan on May 12th. In a press release, Commissioner Amanda Price said 80% of Alaska's geography isn't covered by 911 service. And even in some cases, dispatchers don't even get basic caller ID information when the call comes in from a cell phone. Now, most population centers in Alaska have local dispatchers, from Juneau to Petersburg to Yakutat. But in villages without their own police department, that's where state dispatchers take the call.
When you call 911 in Angoon, you get routed to the Ketchikan State Trooper Dispatch, and then they call our VPSO, and he responds.
Josh Bowen is Angoon's mayor. He's not comfortable with calls for help in his community traveling a 1,500-mile loop from Southeast to Palmer and back again to summon help.
We just had that earthquake a couple years ago up there in Anchorage, and there was some communication and, you know, logistical failures going on up there. And if it's kind of like putting all your eggs in one basket.
Others have raised the same concerns, including a number of mayors and first responders who signed a letter citing technical and legal concerns with the state's plan. Add the Alaska Telecom Association to the chorus of critics. It represents smaller phone companies, some of which would need to make major investments to comply with mandatory upgrades. It warned the state in a letter last month that several rural wireless providers would be forced to cease operation due to the extreme costs. It asked the state to slow down and engage with local carriers to work out the details. DPS Commissioner Price wrote back a day later, accusing the ATA of inflammatory language. It said the agency is intent on upgrading 911 calling service to all Alaskans, and the project would move ahead. In Ketchikan, Ortez says he wants 911 service to be improved, but so far,
there has been no clear evidence displayed that indicates that the end product will be better for Southeast Alaskans.
Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki released a June 2nd statement calling on the Dunleavy administration to get back to the drawing board and warning consolidation puts communities at risk by potentially slowing response times in his district and in Southeast. Later that day, Governor Dunleavy announced a 10-person working group. It would study improving 911 service and his dispatcher consolidation plan and report back in September. It's unclear if that'll affect the consolidation's target date for early next year. Both the Department of Public Safety and the governor's office declined to comment on this story. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.